Welcome to The Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly in life. And I'm your host, holistic nutritionist Kezia Hall, and I have a total addiction to writing lists. I'll write lists and things that I've actually already done just so I can tick them off. That's just what I love to do. Welcome to this next episode of the Gut Goddess Show. How are you doing, lovely? I hope you're doing well. I'm actually recording this, just been on a nice little walk slash waddle, because this is getting recorded while I'm pregnant. So I'm batching a lot of podcasts so that I can take a little bit of maternity leave, but still serve and educate and equip you guys each week whilst I'm away figuring out how to keep a tiny human alive. And I'm sure I'll record some more recent podcasts coming up soon to let you know how that's going, because I'm sure that's going to be an exciting journey. But today, what I'm talking to you about is an adrenal recovery plan. So in this podcast, I'm going to share with you kind of four different aspects in terms that are going to help you to really heal and recover from any adrenal dysfunction going on. So if you're a bit like, adrenals, what the heck does that mean? Make sure you head over to episode 17 to find out more. And if you want a complete recovery plan, a clear plan of action, a link, just an easy go-to guide, I also have an adrenal workshop, kind of coaching workshop, which is an hour and a half in-depth training that you can purchase on my website that I did, and that involves supplement e-guide, all of that sort of good stuff, and you can get 50% off over the next 2 weeks just for you guys listening to the podcast if you use the code TIRED, T-I-R-E-D, lowercase, at checkout. So you can find that at the shop on my website. So what you're going to hear today is going to be really, really useful things. If you implement, you'll see results. But if you know you want a really thorough and clear and full comprehensive plan of action, then make sure you make the most of this 50% discount and buy the adrenal workshop. You can watch it time and time again. It includes an e-guide, the actual video recording itself, the slides, all that sort of good stuff. So you can find that over at supernaturallyhealthy.org/shop. Otherwise, let's get on with today's show. So let's talk about your adrenal fatigue recovery plan. So if you're a bit like, huh? Adrenal fatigue? Kezia, what the heck are you talking about? What do you mean? Is that real? Is it a fad? Whatever it is, you know, if you have any questions, then make sure you listen to episode 17. That's where I really introduced this idea. And I did start to give you a bit of a plan of action, but I spent a good chunk of time talking through what your adrenals are. Is adrenal fatigue real? The term that I prefer to use, which is HPA axis dysfunction, I think it's early in the morning. I can't remember what term I use. And you can make sure, so do make sure if you want a foundation, if you're a bit like, I've not heard of this adrenal fatigue before, pause this and head over to episode 7, because I'll explain a little bit more about what it is. And I talk really about, is adrenal fatigue real? Because it's not something that you will be able to necessarily discuss with your doctor. Doctors, when it comes to your adrenals, are mainly concerned about things like Addison's disease, because that's a really life-threatening issue. And adrenal fatigue is not life-threatening, but it can make your life pretty miserable. And it's basically you are just constantly tired, often gain weight, it's often summed up by just kind of fatigue, like, but not just in tiredness, but emotionally, mood-wise, your sort of zest for life just drains away. And often it means people are really exhausted, but they're not sleeping well, they're gaining weight, and they just feel off. And I've definitely experienced this in the past, and I'm sure I will experience this when I have a baby, because it's kind of inevitable, to be honest, with giving birth and keeping a small human alive. Most new mums will be, their bodies will be dealing with some stress on their adrenals just because of that stage of life it's in. But for a lot of women, this is a really big issue and they don't quite realize what's going on. So if you want to know what the heck is wrong with you, then make sure you go and listen to episode 17. I'll also put some links in the show notes around some really simple home tests you can do. You can do private lab tests. So I'll sometimes get clients to run saliva or urine labs to really figure out what's going on with people's cortisol and adrenaline levels and all the other hormones involved in your adrenals. But there's a basic rudimentary DIY test that you can do that I'll link below if you want to get a bit more of an idea of if your adrenals are a little bit stressed out or not, then that's a great place to start. And also, if you want to know more, if you want a comprehensive plan of action, links to supplements, and just a really good rundown, a kind of a really thorough, in-depth look into this, then I am giving 50% off my adrenal workshop, which is an online workshop I did recorded, which is really comprehensive. It's an hour and a half. It involves an e-guide with it, access to the slides that I do, that explaining basically the stages of recovery, and gives you a real kind of plan of action in terms of supporting your recovery plan. So, and getting your adrenals back on track. So if you want to know more, it's a bit like a coaching session with me that I just recorded. So if you had come to me and you felt like you had adrenal fatigue, this is the basic kind of plan that I would implement with you. And I've recorded that into the adrenal workshop, and you can get 50% off if you use the coupon code of TIRED. So TIRED, coupon code of TIRED, and that will last for the next 2 weeks. And it's, so it makes it a total bargain, and it's a really helpful resource you can go through time and time again. And I know the women that have gone through and bought the workshop and done it have found it really helpful in terms of giving them just a simple plan of action to move forward. But today I'm going to cover a couple of the key things when it comes to your adrenal fatigue recovery plan. I'm not going to be able to go through everything, otherwise we'd be here for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I wouldn't be able to explain the rationale behind everything, but I'm going to share with you a bunch of really key things that often actually doesn't get talked about a lot. So some of the nutrients and different aspects of adrenal fatigue recovery can get talked about a fair amount. But some of the things I'm going to talk about today are things that are really important actually for you in order to stabilize and look after your adrenals, that I find don't tend to be chatted about much on the internet, or that cause the most resistance when I chat to them about clients. And so let's begin. The first thing is exercise. So the typical person that comes to me, with myself included, with this kind of dysfunction going on in their hypothalamus and their pituitary and in their adrenals is often someone that likes exercise and will do a lot of it, and maybe in the past has ran half marathons. I currently have a client who once like rode for 7 days straight with no sleep. I've had clients that are really into weightlifting, so at the gym 6 days a week, or they just love their classes, or they're really into hot yoga. Or like me, I used to love running. I would run 4 or 5 times a week, train for half marathons. I would be doing exercise probably 6 days out of the week. And I loved it. I really, really loved it. And exercise is great for the body, but it is a stress on the body. That's where part of the benefit comes from, is that you stress the body out and the body builds resilience. That's why exercise is really helpful. But when your adrenals are really off, a lot of the time you need to take a pause on exercise and really strip it back. And for a lot of people, they that come to this and discover, okay, I think something's up with my adrenals, it's often, they love exercise, and this is often really, really difficult. So I really recommend with clients that they strip it back to things like walking. So maybe instead of going to the gym to lift weights or going to their like intensive MetaFit class, they maybe go for a half an hour walk, and they're not doing a brisk walk. They're not like kind of Harold Bishop style on Neighbours with weights, kind of breathing it out walk. They're going just for a medium paced, slow walk that's relaxing, where they're taking in their surroundings, ideally in nature, not on a treadmill. And they're just going for a walk, or things like slow yoga, so like hatha yoga, nothing too intense, like vinyasa or even ashtanga yoga can be quite intensive. Hot yoga is often really, is brilliant, I love it, but it's quite intensive on the body. So a really slow, gentle, restorative yoga practice, or walking, or maybe even Pilates, depending on how calm your Pilates class is. Those are the exercises I recommend. And to actually really just run an experiment and take 30 days where you don't do any classes, you don't do anything high intensity, you don't lift any weights, and just see if you feel better. And 9 times out of 10, people feel better just by making this change alone. But it's not easy, because it's the mindset, it's the identity that we take from being someone that goes to gym and sweats it out and deadlifts 50K and whatever it is. And is that all the exercise classes? Or, you know, often people get people come to me and they go to the gym and they're like, on Saturday mornings, I do 3 classes in a row. And I'm just like, no wonder your body's exhausted. So really scaling back exercise if you're a big fan of exercise and you know that you're someone that just loves to do it. And for those of you that are like, I think that, you know, I think my adrenals are struggling, but Kezia, I am too exhausted to do any exercise, then it's kind of the other end of the spectrum. You do want to be getting a really gentle, slow walk in if you can. If you know you're solely dealing with kind of adrenal dysfunction, you know, you're not talking about, you know, fibromyalgia and ME and chronic fatigue aren't linked in here, because you really don't want to force exercise in those, if you have those conditions along with adrenal issues, and often they do go hand in hand, but there's added layers of complexity to those specific issues. But if you don't do any exercise at all because you're too exhausted, I really recommend even a 10-minute walk, 15-minute walk in the morning or at lunchtime, because it's really going to support your circadian rhythm. And getting your circadian rhythm back on track and back in the right rhythm, in the right order, is a really important part of recovering and supporting your adrenals. Because often what happens when in quote-unquote adrenal fatigue is your circadian rhythm just goes off, and that affects, and that means your cortisol and adrenaline and melatonin and all of these different hormonal cascades are just a little bit wonky. And so exercise and getting outside, getting your eyeballs into the natural light, can really make a big difference with that. So it's a bit like Goldilocks. I talk about this a lot on the podcast, is you don't want too much exercise, but you also don't want to just lie on the sofa all the time. You really want a really gentle amount of movement, and things like walking, some gentle yoga is really helpful. Recovering, if you're looking to really recover your adrenals, this is not a time that you're going to be hitting your personal bests or getting into your most fittest buff state ever. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to put on loads of weight and get really unfit. That doesn't have to be the case, but you just need to be willing to put a bit of a pause on any intense exercise regimes. Or if you're not doing any exercise, you need to at least aim for a little 10, 15 minute walk a day and just have a bit more activity in your life. So that's number one. And that is hard, because a lot of the time people love how exercise makes them feel. It's a way of de-stressing. It's a way of processing the day. It's got loads of amazing benefits. But exercise isn't great if that's the only tool in your toolbox to deal with a stressful day, or the only tool in your toolbox to manage, you know, your anger, or to manage the daily stresses of life. So it's really, really important that we have lots of different tools in our toolbox, and food and exercise aren't just the only one. And so you can reframe this kind of pause on exercise as a really great opportunity to learn, okay, what are some other de-stressing tools that I can add in? What are some other ways that I can process the day? What are some other days that I can feel really good about my body? Because sometimes exercise is sometimes a bit of an excuse or a bit of a plaster that we put on over our really poor body image. If we exercise, we feel good about our body. If we don't exercise, we feel crap about our body. And that's not healthy. You need to feel good, and you want to feel good about your awesome body, whether you get to the gym and you do some squats or whether you lie on the sofa, because your body is doing you good. And it's not conditional. We want to unconditionally love our body. So that's the first thing, exercise. Really, really important. The next thing is nervous system. We need to support the nervous system and the brain. So I talk about this a lot with clients, about training the brain. And especially when it comes to things with your adrenals and adrenal fatigue. Basically what's happening with adrenal fatigue is your body has just been stressed out, meaning, now don't switch off just because I say the word stress, because you might be like, oh, Kezia, I've not been stressed. I'm just busy at work. I'm not stressed. I'm just busy with the kids. I'm not stressed. I'm just moving house. I'm not stressed. Don't switch off just because I use the word stress, because I know I do sometimes. But what I'm talking about here is way more, it's not It's not your emotional perception of stress. It's not whether you think you're stressed. It's about your body. It's about your cells. It's about the biochemistry going on. And is there a stress response? And with adrenal fatigue there, the whole reason it comes about is that the body has been subject to things that it deems as threats. I mean, logically, you might know it's not stressful. The alarm going off in the morning, you logically know isn't a threat, but your body might not. You know, your kid screaming in the night, logically, you know that's not a threat, but primarily, your cells are going to respond to it that way. You might know that deadline at work isn't going to kill you, but your body is still going to respond with a threat-like response, a stress response that affects your hormones and your cells and your nutrients and all of that sort of thing. It has a whole cascade. So this is where we need to train the brain. And adrenal fatigue comes from just too many constant kind of threats to the body, things that the on a primal, unconscious level, the body deems as threats. And this can be ongoing medication that can cause just kind of these biochemical stresses on the body. This can be a stressful time at work, moving house, relationship breakups, sickness over a long period of time, having a baby, things with your kids, things in house renovations. You might be like me and working and studying. All of these different things are all opportunities to stress the body out. And what happens then is the body can kind of shift into this state of coping, of survival, because that's what your body wants to do. Your body's primarily focused on you surviving. That's mainly what it wants you to do. And so it will shift into the sympathetic nervous state and it will remain there. And that really affects a whole kind of cascade of hormones. And over time, if your body is persistently in this state, if your body is persistently picking up threats and responding in a kind of biochemical and hormonal manner, your body's going to tire out. And that's where the term adrenal fatigue kind of comes in. It's this a theory or idea that your adrenals then get fatigued because they're producing certain hormones. That's not particularly accurate in terms of a description, to be fair, but it's a helpful metaphor of what's going on. Because really, your adrenals are a gland that produce hormones, but any gland will produce hormones because it's being signaled by the brain to produce those hormones. And so the brain is kind of the captain of the ship. And so you've really got to address the root cause, which you know I'm all about. You've got to look at the root cause in order to then not have your adrenals being given this information of, okay, produce these hormones. And that's where supporting your nervous system comes in. So I know this might sound really complicated where you're like, whoa, geez, oh, Kezia, I had no idea this was all happening. Thankfully, there's a really simple solution. And that can be intentional breathing and daily meditation. Now, if you are in a state of adrenal fatigue, chances are that you will find these two things near impossible to imagine yourself doing. You'll probably be like, oh gosh, someone else talking about meditation. I just can't. My brain, I've got a monkey mind. It just keeps on going. I can't switch it off. The idea of meditation stresses me out. What if I do it wrong? It's such a waste of time. It's so unproductive. If you feel that, then that is all the more reason, my friend, for you to do it. Because what we know from research is that some intentional breathing and a period of really simple meditation actually allows your nervous system to switch from the sympathetic nervous state, this kind of survival, stress, fight, flight, this specific state of the body allows it to switch into a parasympathetic state. And that in a parasympathetic state, that's when your body goes, oh, okay, let's digest food. Okay, let's restore. Let's calm down. And it's equally important to do. So if you want to really see a big difference in your energy levels and your fatigue, in all of the things, all of the symptoms associated with adrenal fatigue, like weight gain, low mood, low energy, afternoon slumps, poor sleep, we really need to work on your nervous system. And meditation and intentional breathing can really help with that. And it is difficult to implement. Most of the time when people think of meditation, they think, oh yeah, meditation, let's hear some gongs and do some deep breathing and loveliness. But it actually takes a lot of discipline. Implementing a meditation and intentional kind of breathwork practice into my life has been one of the hardest things I've done in the last 2 years. I have to say it's required a lot of discipline, a lot of intention, and a lot of mindset shifts around things. You know, I tend to believe I'm quite a type A person. I like to be productive. I like to get things done on my task list. I like to feel like I've accomplished many things, and meditation doesn't feel very productive. So I've really had to shift my approach and mindset towards it, and which is why I often communicate this aspect in a really pragmatic way to clients. Think about meditation and breath work as like taking your brain to the gym, or as like a prescription for your mind. If I were to say to you, if you take this pill, you in 6 months' time, you'll recover from your adrenal fatigue, you would totally take the pill. And especially if I was like, there's no side effects, there's no risk of toxicity, there's no risks with taking this pill, you'd be like, hell yes, I'll take this for 6 months. If in 6 months' time, it means my energy is gonna be better. Think about meditation from that way. Think about it like a daily prescription for your brain and for your nervous system, because you will not, it is my opinion that you will not recover from adrenal fatigue if you do not somehow support your nervous system. Because the whole point, the whole reason adrenal fatigue comes up is because there's an imbalance in someone's lifestyle and thinking and response to the world. And meditation is a really great way of just helping you tune in, focus on your breath. And I know some people can think it's really weird or involves emptying your mind or welcoming in weird things. It really isn't. It's a very practical process of breath work, of focusing on the moment, of being aware of thoughts and feelings, and of calming your nervous system down. And in the show notes, I'll link to different apps that I've used and enjoy and different ones that I recommend to clients, because just 10 minutes a day can make the world of difference. So that's a really important part. It's often the aspect people want to skip the most, because they'd rather just be like, okay, so you just tell me what supplements to take. And supplements can be really helpful. And I talk about that more in my adrenal workshop in terms of the specific kind of supplement program, which you can get if you join, if you buy that and watch that workshop. And they can be really helpful, but if you're not doing these other things, if you're not looking at exercise, if you're not looking at supporting your nervous system, then you're not going to see a huge result, actually, because you've got to get to the root of the problem. You really have. So giving your body supplements and certain nutrients to support your adrenal function is really helpful. But for most people, the root cause, the root issue of why their adrenals have ended up off and wonky and imbalanced isn't because they lack, say, vitamin C necessarily. It's because their body isn't able to cope with the stimulus and the things around them, that they're pushing themselves too hard, or that their body perceives that. And that's a really important thing to recognize. Just, you might logically not think that you're pushing yourself hard from a conscious you thinking level, but your body might think otherwise. Your cells might think otherwise. And this is something that I've really had to come to terms with, is I'm like, I could totally be doing more. I could be more, I could get more stuff done. And if you're a very capable person with a high capacity, or very ambitious or very driven like I am, then you can actually think, oh, I could do way more in my day. I'm not over putting a burden too much on my task list or on my anything else, but my body tells me I am. And you have to listen to your body and honor that and make changes. So got to look at supporting your nervous system. Best way to do this is meditation. And then what I mean by intentional breath work is, sometimes in yoga classes, they'll go through different kind of breath exercises with you. But research shows even 6 to 8 intentional in through the nose, out through the mouth breaths, like that, 6 in a row, 6 to 8. Is enough to shift your nervous system. And you'll, so if you just take 2 breaths right now like that, you'll start to even just feel that slight shift. So the body wants to be balanced. It wants to swing between these 2 different nervous states, sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous state. We've just got to give it a chance. And a great way of doing this intentional breath work is driving. So I often, every time I'm driving somewhere, if I'm stuck at a traffic light, instead of being like, oh, I'm late, oh, the traffic light's red, oh, you know, allowing more stressful thoughts, I'll just take deep breaths and let them out and just do a big sigh out in the car. I'll do it sometimes on a walk. I have key anchor points in the day when I'll focus on breath work. On the toilet, if you're having a poo, it's a great time to do it, because you relax everything and, you know, just let it go. Next time you're gonna be on having a poo, you're gonna be thinking of me and Frozen. It's a nice thought for you. So it's really, really important. Okay, so we've talked about exercise, talked about the nervous system. And the other thing we want to talk about, obviously, is diet and nutrition. So it's really, really important that if we sum up an adrenal fatigue recovery plan, it's really summed up with words like nourishing, restorative, kindness, gentleness, love, peace, these kind of adjectives. It's really about giving your body some TLC, putting your foot on the brake and allowing your body to really heal and recover. And so with diet, you want it to be really nourishing. You want to focus on really nutrient dense foods and not foods that are going to be difficult for you personally to digest. So lots of people find things like dairy are difficult to digest. Gluten is difficult for people to digest. And I'm not convinced of the nutritional benefits of gluten. Some people might find peppers difficult to digest. Sugar especially is something that you really, I would say everyone that say was coming to me with that we suspected had adrenal issues, or we ran some lab tests and discovered that they did, and you know, their cortisol was totally elevated or dropped down to the floor, then we would looking at removing refined sugar is really important, because your adrenals affect your insulin management, just in how the hormonal cascades works, which I go into that more in my workshop, but just trust me when I say your adrenals affect your insulin. So it's really important that we focus on stabilizing your insulin management. So we want to get rid of refined sugars, focus on healthy proteins, healthy fats, healthy starches, and actually removing any foods that you just know don't make you feel good. So I had a client who came to me. She was an amazing woman. She was a lawyer, kind of partner in a law firm, had kids, was doing a great job at just, you know, balancing everything, but was just at that point where she was super exhausted and tired, didn't know why, was relatively like trying to do things, you know, relatively healthy life, but just life was busy, and she'd kind of lost that resiliency she'd once had, you know, with having two or three kids. She worked full time, managed school, the house, da 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 da. And for her, we realized, yep, we needed to remove gluten for her. That was a really key component, and really address her relationship with things like caffeine and sugar. So it's really important to focus on adding in lots of nutrient dense foods, vegetables, fats, protein. My fabulous fat burning four really work well here. Eating more of those things and removing any foods that you suspect you don't digest well, like maybe dairy or gluten or wheat or those kinds of things. And also really addressing sugar, because that is going to further stress the body out if you're eating lots of sugar, which you'll want to do because you're exhausted and tired. It's really, really important that you don't kind of create a sugar habit and a caffeine habit, because they'll further imbalance your insulin management, which further stresses out the body, which can further stress out your adrenals. So getting that component, and I talk about that more in the workshop and give a kind of a bit of an idea and meal plan ideas and that sort of stuff for that. So that's diet. You really want to focus on nourishing, nutrient dense, whole foods that make you feel good, and really take the focus off of sugar, off of caffeine, and off of any foods that you know just make you bloated and don't make you feel good. And then the final thing is sleep. So with recovering from your adrenals, now there's people in different camps here depending on the kind of stage of adrenal dysfunction you're at. There's different stages. People can be at the first stage or at the final stage. And so some people find sleep really, really difficult. But basically with sleep, you want to make sure you're getting as much of it as possible. So you want to be going to bed before 10 o'clock, ideally at like 9 o'clock, and staying in bed for as long as you can. You want to sleep in, ideally. You want to not be waking up at like 5 a.m. to get your gym workout in before you go to work. No. You want to be sleeping in. Think sloth-like. Think, you know, lazy. You've got to give yourself permission to be lazy with this, and that's okay. It's only for a period of time, but really making sure your sleep is, you're focusing on sleep. And so what's really helpful for this is making sure you're sleeping in a really dark room, that your room is pitch black and dark. Eye masks are helpful for this, blackout blinds. You want to remove all screens from your room. You don't want a digital alarm clock. You don't want a little standby light from a TV glaring at you. You don't want a little night light on. You want darkness. You also want to make sure you're not exposing yourself to loads of blue light at night, again, because that affects your circadian rhythm. So from about at least 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock onwards, you either want to put filters on your laptops and your iPhones if you're going to use a screen. You can wear special blue filter like glasses, or ideally just sit in a bath with some candlelight and a book. That is a great way to shut your body down. I find Epsom salt baths work really well for me and my clients in terms of helping people have a deeper night's sleep. But really making sure you need to prioritize sleep. So a lot of people, if just a lack of sleep can bring you into this kind of adrenal dysfunction place. Just a bit, like that's why it happens so much with new parents. They are consistently, maybe for a year, maybe 2 years, getting broken, poor sleep, and this is going to impact your adrenals. So you've really got to prioritize sleep. And I know some of you might be like, oh, I work nights or I have young kids. Then it's just figuring out strategies, maybe getting babysitters to come so you can go to bed early. Taking afternoon naps is an option. Just, and often a lot of the time people say, oh, I don't have time for sleep. But often if people just go to bed earlier, they'll find that they get more restorative sleep. So I know for me, when I was really focusing on looking after my adrenals, I really had to make sure I wasn't going out like 5 nights a week and coming home at like 11, because by the time I'd come home at 11, I needed to wind down and I wouldn't be asleep till like 12:30. So I had to be like, okay, I'm going out twice a week to see friends or other commitments or whatever. And then actually I'm spending time to make sure I wind down and having a nice winding down routine, which for me, an Epsom salt bath with some candlelight and a book or some nice music or meditation before you go to sleep is really helpful as well. That can be a really helpful way to get you into this lovely parasympathetic nervous state. But you need to prioritize sleep. It's one of those things, like your nervous system, you won't recover from adrenal dysfunction. You won't get your energy back. You won't get your sort out your belly. You won't sort out your mood if you're trying to survive off of 5 hours sleep a night. You just won't. Sleep is so essential for the body and for your well-being. It is impossible to really heal the body without high quality sleep and also good quantity of it. And I'm not going to talk too much about assessing the quality of sleep, because the first thing for a lot of people with this is just making sure they're getting the quantity of sleep. So those are the four, those are four parts of your adrenal recovery plan. There's lots of other things we could talk about. So in the workshop itself, I talk a lot more about kind of supplements. I go into more specifics around diet and the different stages of adrenal fatigue and all the different things you can do. But what I talked about, those are really key things. If you just implement those, you'll see a big difference. So that's exercise. We looked at supporting the nervous system, diet, and sleep. And if you want to know more, if you want a bit of a comprehensive plan of action, then make sure you use the coupon code TIRED, T-I-R-E-D, all lowercase, for the next 2 weeks to get 50% off your adrenal fatigue workshop, which is an hour and a half recording I've done with an e-guide linking to all different resources, supplements that I recommend. You get access to the slides. It's a permanent recording for you to keep, which is really, really helpful. And you can get 50% off just because you listen to the podcast. So just use the coupon code TIRED and you can access that via the shop on my website. So if you just head to supernaturallyhealthy.org/shop, you'll see the adrenal fatigue workshop there. But I hope this has been really helpful. And even if you just implement those four things that I've talked about, you'll see a huge difference. The actual adrenal workshop that you can buy is really if you just want a really detailed, thorough plan of action. But if you implement the things that we've talked about, you will see some huge results. Faux shizzle. But I hope that's helped. If you've got any questions, then I hang out a lot on Instagram. So you can head over to @supernaturallyhealthy on Instagram. You can direct message me, leave a comment. That's probably the best place where I can get back to you in real time. Let me know any questions or any topics you want covered here on the podcast. And if you like this episode, if you like this podcast, then please leave a review on iTunes. It makes such a difference. It really helps give the podcast some credibility. And my aim with this podcast is to educate and empower and equip as many women as they can to heal their bodies so that they can go out in the world and do all the kick-ass stuff that they were created to do. So the more people that know about it, the better. And it's just a really nice way of you saying thanks for me and my tiny team for all the time, money, and resources that we put into creating a weekly show, because it does take time, but it's so worth it, because I know I love listening to podcasts and I know how helpful they can be, and I've been really instrumental in my own health and healing journey. So thank you for joining me today. I love hearing from you, and I'll speak to you soon.